as a security institution charged with the mandate of keeping people's lives and property, we have increased our vigilance and security, premise security, on all vital installations and the premises within the city center, Kampala city center, and the surroundings. We are also engaging the public, who are very instrumental if the security is to actually be at a dependable level. We are engaging them using various forums to ensure that they are cautious and keen enough to be able to detect all acts which may suggest terror plans or terror actions, and inform the security authorities in time so that action can be taken before such incidences do occur.
Now, President Museveni has ordered the installation of CCTV in strategic places across the country and especially in the city. Is this part of the increasing security to prevent possible attack by armed groups?
Adopting the system of CCTV is one of the ways in which we want to keep crime at bay, including terror. But it's not a new thing. It's a process which has been ongoing, and we are only trying to expedite it. A number of measures are to be adopted immediately to ensure that our people and the property are actually safe. Some of them are actually methods we can't give to the media, but what I know is that all what is possible is being done to ensure terrorists are kept at bay, as well as all the other crimes.
How are you assuring the public that the security agencies, police, the military, the Secret Service will prevent any possible attack, especially when Kampala has been attacked before during the World Cup?
The public should be aware that our security organs have moved many steps since the last terror attack. We have enforced ourselves, built our capacity physically, personnel-wise, and technically. So we are not at that level at the time when we were attacked. But also, since that attack in 2010, 11th of July, there have been a number of threats. We've had over 15 threats of terror attacks, and we've managed to prevent them from occurring. In the same period, all our neighbors have had numerous attacks, and fortunately for Uganda, we've not had them. It's not by accident, because we have always adopted the measures of prevention, which we think to this level have worked. So the public needs to know that we are very mindful of these insecurities. We are very mindful of the incidences taking place at our neighborhood, and we take appropriate measures to ensure that such acts don't occur. That's why up to now we've not had as many incidences as our neighbors.